Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most parents only, even if they don't know how to communicate it, they truly love their kids.
Yes.
And they want the best for their kids, right?
But just because they want what's best for them, they don't know what is best, right? Just because somebody loves you doesn't necessarily mean they know what's best for you. And what I always tell people is with your parents, people that have invested their life force energy into nurturing and raising you, especially if they love you. If they don't love you and they treat you like shit, fuck them. That's my point of view. But if they've actually empowered you, they've worked hard to help you elevate, they want to see what's best for you, prove them wrong, right? If they don't want to see you elevate, prove them wrong with your actions. Your parents aren't going to be upset if they see you waking up early, if they see you pursuing your dreams, if they see you being productive. If you're not doing anything, you're just playing Fortnite all day, being a lazy piece of shit, they're going to start questioning, well, what is this person doing with their life? And rightfully so. But I think when parents also understand, and a lot of them do, that you're actually being productive and you're putting forth a plan towards success, a lot of them will support it.
Yeah, because ultimately they just want you to be happy, and they'll feel it and they'll see it if you're happy in whatever you're trying.
And you have to sell them on it. It goes back to what we talked about. You have to sell them, just like you have to sell your girl on staying with you, just like you have to sell your customers on hanging around. You have to sell sometimes your parents on them allowing you and blessing you to pursue different areas of life.
And worst case, if they still don't want it, there is still the possibility of saying, hey, I'll find a whatever shit job or just to not depend on you financially anymore, so I can do my own thing and you don't have a say anymore, right?
You know what's funny? It was the Thanksgiving of 2017. And I was, remember in 2017, I think everybody was talking about crypto or Bitcoin and it went up and then it tanked or some shit. I think that's where like the entire culture of, hey, during Thanksgiving, everybody talks about crypto and everybody tells their grandma to buy. I think it came from the 2017 bull run. But we were going around the table and my mother asked me, she said, what are you grateful for? Right? My mother always asks that during Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? And I said, I'm thankful for Bitcoin. And they laughed at me, right? They scoffed me. But last week I sent my mother a Bitcoin. Right. And she no longer cares about whether she scoffed me or whether she thought Bitcoin or my gratitude towards it was a good thing or that I'm being thankful for it. She's just happy now that I'm successful. And now she gets to partake in that success. So sometimes you have to eat some shit. Sometimes you have to understand that your vision is your vision and it was given to you. It wasn't given to your parents. So you don't need their validation. You don't need their approval. But if you're still under their household and you still, you know, want their blessing, then prove them wrong through your actions. And be diplomatic through a process of selling them into your vision through action, dedication, and respect.
This applies a lot to actually sales in business, right?
Yes.
Because let's say your clients are big corporations, so there's a lot of politics in there. Sometimes you know exactly what they need, but if you tell them what they need, they'll tell you to fuck off.
Yes.
So you will sell them what they want to hear. And once you got the project, then you come and you say, forget all the shit that I told you. Now we're going to do the real deal, right? And it's always, it's sales. It's just sales. Like everything is sales. It's true.
It's crazy. And if you can't sell your mama on letting you start an e-com store, then how are you going to sell anybody on giving you a $1 million check to go start a business? How are you going to go sell something that's high ticket? Or how are you going to sell anybody on anything else? Yeah. Everything starts in the basics, right? Everything starts in the beginning. And if you can be diplomatic with your family and bring them onto your vision, so be it. But at the same time, the path of success and the path of entrepreneurship and the path of greatness is lonely. And you have to be willing be alone in the process to getting to the top. And I realized in my life and my main perspective in life wasn't to become successful. My perspective of life has become to pursue truth. And when I told God, hey, I will sacrifice my family, my relationships, even my life for the pursuit of truth, then that commitment and that dedication carried me through any insecurities, any doubt, any loneliness. And eventually all these things played out well.
So you would say that you're still lonely?
No.
Often?
I can be alone and not be lonely because I'm with myself.
How do you get to that stage? Because for me,
when you're in the car, turn off that motherfucking radio. Be in your thoughts. Ask yourself, why is it that you do what you do? Ask yourself, why do you wake up in the morning and do what you do? Why is it that you pursue the goals and the dreams that you pursue? Have these conversations. Be comfortable in your own skin. If you're uncomfortable, ask yourself, why is it that you're experiencing these things? Why is it that you are in a situation where you don't like to be by yourself? Because if you are with yourself, it doesn't mean you have to be lonely. You don't need other people. Because when you're on your deathbed, dude, nobody's going to be there. It's just you, yourself, figuring out, did I live a successful life? Mm-hmm. Did I do what I say I was going to do? You can't point fingers.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You can't say, oh, because this person said this or this person said that. No. You're fully accountable for your life. And when it's all said and done, it's all up to you. So why not live that way?
What do you do concretely with that? Do you meditate? Do you pray?
I spend a lot of time just thinking.
So you have like in your agenda or calendar, which is probably crazy full.
No, it's empty.
You have some, it's empty. You have
like so empty, bro. There's like nothing on my calendar because that was like my perspective. Like I just have like my regular calls for the week, which is like my regular calls. But besides that, as the creative in the business, I can't have a schedule.
Absolutely. Okay.
I need to be able to create an environment where I can just free flow. And it's not for everybody, but in my space, it's just like empty schedule and just spend as much time thinking, as much time in my thoughts, and as much time as possible questioning my actions so that I understand why I'm actually doing what I'm doing.
You talked about pursuing truth and thinking basically back to what you've done. You went to college?
No.
Briefly?
Dropped out.
Yeah. Dropped out, right? I want
to
dive.
I went to multiple universities, tested different things, one quarter here, one quarter there. But it never suited me because the teachers were kind of losers. And I sensed that from the get-go. I'll tell you, bro, I had two teachers. Two teachers convinced me that school was shit. My first one was a communications teacher. Didn't know how to fucking talk. So I was like, how is this person going to teach me communication? And then the second one was at the second university, an international business professor that had never been overseas. So yeah. I'm like, how are you going to teach me how to become an international entrepreneur? You're talking about macroeconomics, microeconomics, but are you telling me about culture? Are you telling me about how to interact with Chinese people when I actually go to China and how to broker a deal? You can't learn that unless you're there. So I was like, fuck this. I got to go learn this, actually get in the trenches.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I was kind of also the motherfucker I completed the whole like bachelor, but I was always thinking, especially when I did my master's, I did two internship, 3 months each in between bachelor and master. I go do my master and I realized that I have more work experience after 6 months of freaking internship than the PhD professor in front. And we had an entrepreneurship class. 14 sessions. And at the very end of this entrepreneurship class, 14 sessions, she's like, hey, anyone has question? And I'm like, she had done a PhD in entrepreneurship, never built a business. And she was an entrepreneurship professor. And I'm like, do you really believe we can teach entrepreneurship? Like, and same, I always thought, man,
so
like,
fucked, bro.
Like, I don't disrespect you, maybe because of my Swiss values, but I'm like, how can you teach me something when you've never freaking done it before?
Yes.
Right? And if you think about it, the education system is completely outdated today, right?
Yes.
And so there is different takes on that. Do you think university is a scam?
Absolutely. Because it's a business, right? University is a business. So in certain countries, you have public university. But somebody's paying for it. Maybe it's the government, but somebody's paying for it. In the US, university is expensive as fuck. Mm. Imagine being in a scenario where I'm a business, right? And I have convinced my entire population, right? That in order to get a job, you have to go through me. Once again, it's the middleman to the workforce. It's the middleman. So now you're like, well, I can't develop skills. I need a degree. And you have all these motherfuckers that have more degrees than a thermostat and have no real experience. So then they go and you hire all these super intelligent dudes, quote unquote, but have no values. They have no self-esteem because they haven't actually accomplished anything. Not only that, they're super inexperienced and they're not even worth having around. They're entitled. They're arrogant.
That's true.
They think that because you took a couple tests in school, that you can, bro, the marketplace will fuck you up, dude.
Actually, because you're being told at university, you are the leaders of tomorrow. You are the leaders of tomorrow. And then you end up with so many people with papers, right? With university papers that we have this thing called academic inflation, where you've gone through all these studies, you might have taken a loan, and then it's hard to find a job. And if you find a job, the job is going to pay you like shit. No one will give a fuck about you, right?